It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the place where the yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right, baby. That's right, 6 o'clock on the dot
there
here on
96.5 The Fan.
God, I love that song, and it hits even like harder today.
It does so well, whether they're good or bad. It's just the perfect song.
I don't want to hear that song when they lose 56, but I'll listen to it when they win 100 or 85, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah,
they're in the playoffs.
Lose 106 and then switch it up around, and you get into the playoffs, and baseball with the Royals is just music to everybody's ears today, I guess. As we get set for playoff baseball for the first time in 9 years, Dusty. I was spying on Baltimore a little bit yesterday and today, and this morning they were talking about this being a revenge series for the Orioles, right? Because we beat them in 2014, to which one of the hosts goes, Gunnar Henderson was 10. He has no idea about this being a revenge series, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It has no bearing whatsoever. It's not a revenge series at all. No. It's 10 years ago when the Orioles and the Chiefs, the Royals played, and we had Jeremy Guthrie say these O's ain't royal and all that kind of stuff. And that was a lot of fun, you know, back in the day. Baltimore becoming one of those kind of rival cities, I would imagine, for us right now. Like, they can't beat us in anything, right? They can't beat us in football. They can't beat us in baseball. You got to think it kind of sticks in their craw a little bit. And I feel good about this series, Dusty. I'm like, I just don't see why Baltimore is going to win a game. I think the Royals take the first two. We move on to New York.
Okay. All right.
Somebody's going to have to prove Baltimore to me, man. Like, seriously, like, I don't buy anything that they're selling right now.
Can we get to the game first?
Well, it's 3 o'clock. We only got a few hours. $25 tickets if you want to get to Baltimore today.
Because I feel like you got this, like, negative baseball vibe. And then we flip it on, and all of a sudden it's like, they're going to sweep, they're going to win, they're going to go to New York, they're going to win four more.
Yeah. No, I've got a negative baseball vibe because
you kind of been down.
Yeah, I am down a little bit.
Down.
Like, I'm down
no one's
on the
watching,
whole,
no one cares.
They're not. I told you guys, I woke up to 16 text messages this morning, not one asking about the Royals. I was out and about a lot yesterday, everybody talking Chiefs, nobody talking about the Royals. And
I
so
just don't believe that.
I just want to know, is the interest level there?
Like, I think that's your circle. And I think that when you get into just that and don't realize that there are other, I had six people text me and four of them were Royals texts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't really know what that means. I think that there are more people interested in this game today and more people are ready for this to happen than maybe most people think. Just because people want to know, like, what's wrong with Rashee Rice's knee doesn't also mean that they're like, well, what's going to happen? Baseball, we know what's going to happen. Like, we know how the game's going to start. Mm-hmm. Cole Reagan's going to pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to hit second. And there's nothing we can do about it until it happens.
Right.
To say that nobody cares or nobody's watching, I don't believe that.
I think this town is
excited for baseball.
Yeah, I don't get that vibe. I just don't. Like Rally House didn't even have the gear for sale when they clinched. I mean, I got messages from people like, yeah, Rally House didn't really have anything. You just kind of had to go to the team store.
The team store had it, and there was a line out the door, and they sold out of the hats.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, there's a side that's also not being told, because there are people buying merch. There are people that can't get merch because it's sold out. There's also people that are like, well, I want to see if they have the Kareem Hunt jersey up yet at number 29.
Right. Yes, there
but is. That's the thing about it, is like, that's what this town is right now. Nobody's ever been in this situation. Like, no one's ever in this town in 40, 50 years has been a part of this town where you have a dominant football team and you have a very good baseball team, and at the same time they're playing at the tops of their games that we've seen ever at the same time
at the
as
same
two
time.
Teams.
No question about it.
Have the
no
Royals
question.
Been better than the Chiefs? Absolutely. Have the Chiefs been better than the Royals? 1,000%. Have they ever both been relative nationwide and good? Never.
Never. No, this really is the first time. No, I'm truly interested of where the interest level is as we head into the postseason. And I'm, you know, the texts are starting to come in, and you guys can call in as well. I'd love to hear people call in today and kind of talk about where their interest level is going into the baseball. I think what also kind of takes the interest level down a little bit for people is that there's no home game in this first series. I think that has affected a lot of people as well. Going, wait a second here. We play 3 games on the road, and then if we win, we have the opportunity to play some home games beginning, I guess it would be Monday next week or Tuesday next week, you know, if the Royals were to advance, which I think they are going to advance.
Like, I doubt it would be Monday next week.
Well, it can't be Monday next week, because I think they'll play Saturday, Sunday in New York, off day Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here in Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, I could be totally mistaken. I haven't looked that far ahead on the schedule. And I think also, too, you know, being on the road, the Bally situation not playing out the way that everybody wanted it to do, where the games aren't readily available on TV, 3 o'clock start for these next 3 games, I think does impact that a lot. But I think if they get past this first round, maybe the interest level will pick up. But I'm genuinely curious of where people's interest level is going into the postseason right now for Royals baseball. And I'll read all your texts, take all your phone calls, do all that kind of stuff at 913-586-7965. I just from being around and talking, and it could be my circle. I mean, I'm not saying I have more football fan friends than baseball fan friends, but I just feel like everybody's talking more about the Chiefs right now. And maybe at 3 o'clock, all of that changes. But I don't want to continue to go back to 10 years, because we've changed so much in 10 years. But 10 years ago at this time, obviously the Chiefs weren't where they are right now. But man, like, you couldn't go anywhere without people wanting to talk Royals baseball.
I think there's a couple of reasons for that. 2013, the Royals were kind of tuned up. This team came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This team won 56 games last year. This team is a playoff team this year. You very rarely, in a game of baseball where there is no salary cap and the rich continue to get richer, do you see things like this happen. Or if they do, actually, they don't. You don't see teams go from 56 wins to a playoff team
ever
in baseball.
Historic.
There's one.
Yep.
2013, there was like a little bit of a vibe.
A little bit of a build, yeah.
There was also a very crappy football team.
Right, yep.
So what did you have? You had a team that was showing you promise with a core group of guys.
And Andy Reid's first year was 2013, right?
That you got to see for the first time. Sal was finally getting called up in 2011. Mm-hmm. Hosmer got called up. Moose was there. Kane was kind of becoming a crowd favorite if he could stay healthy. In 2013, you got this like preamped, like, hey, this could happen. Whereas everybody was like, oh, the Chiefs, they play at noon. Bleh. Okay, I'm going to go play golf, whatever it is. They weren't that team.
Right.
10 years is a lot of time.
Yep.
It really is. And in that 10 years, the Royals would lose that core. They would break it all up in 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2018, what happened? Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they haven't looked back
since. They have not looked back.
And since then, the Royals have drafted Bobby Witt Jr. They have put together a small core. And oh, by the way, that catcher that hit the greatest hit in Royals franchise history in a wild card game 10 years ago yesterday is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball has, in 10 years, completely diminished to the NFL superiority.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
It is a definite fact, man.
Baseball's on Prime, or NFL's on Prime. Baseball's on Apple TV.
Right. I mean, and that's kind of really, I mean, where it is right now with a lot of things right now. I see a lot of the texts already starting to come in, and it does go back to that TV thing. And you know, and I was telling somebody last night about the NFL, you know, versus baseball. I said the biggest difference is the TV. I mean, every game for your team in your town is on free TV for the NFL. You will never have to pay a dime, literally will never have to pay 10 cents to watch the Kansas City Chiefs play a football game. And baseball has this model now where you have to pay for an app. And I feel like that app came at the time where people finally got to the point of I'm over-apped. You know, like if this app came out 5, 6, 7 years ago when we were first kind of getting the Netflix apps and the Hulus and all this kind of stuff, I think the transition would have been a lot easier. But I think people feel like now with the TV product, Dusty, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, and Mac, like you're nickel and dimed with TV at this point in time.
I don't
right?
feel that way. I feel the way that if I want to watch my team play, I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch, and you're in that category, right?
I am,
and that's kind of the category I am as well. I pay for all that kind of stuff because I'm sick and I'm, you know, crazy and whatnot. But there are people on the other side who are like, I'm just capped out. I'm not going
to. People buy stuff on Amazon every single day. They have a delivery at their front porch, but they can't pay $15 a month to watch something.
That's exactly
right. I pay for Red Zone. I pay for things that I want to watch.
Right.
It's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't watch because you're stubborn, that's on you.
That is on you.
And I don't want to hear about that today. I want to hear about why the Royals are in the playoffs and how it makes you feel. The hell with those people. That's not what today's about. Today's not about I can't watch because they're not on TV, damn it. That's not what today's about. Today's about a team that for the first time in 10 freaking years is in the playoffs. I don't care about what people aren't doing or people are upset they played at 3 freaking o'clock. Guess what? They played the Houston Astros 10 years ago at 3 o'clock and everybody watched the damn game. The Royals in the playoffs, baby. That's all that matters today. Stand up. Sold out of Rally House Independence gear. Damn, man.
Good.
Get
good.
Positive.
Good.
I don't want to hear about good. Ratings. I don't care. For one day, damn it, give me one damn day that I can have some fun because I sold myself on this cruise ship analogy and it paid off. I don't care about who's not watching. I don't care they're playing at 3 o'clock. What I care about is these boys in blue have Cole Reagans going on the damn pitching mound today in Baltimore, Maryland, and they're going for a damn win. That's what matters. I don't care if you didn't pay for Bally's. Watch ESPN2 today. I don't care if your friend Frank has got something better to do in Leawood, like pick his flowers, or he can't buy a damn hat because he can't go to Rally House. Turn the damn TV on today and get the love back in your soul. It's been 10 years. 10 years.
Let's see it, man. Let's hear from fans this morning, man. Call up and tell us how excited you are about this series, man. Let us know where you are on it. Let us know what you think about this series right now. Because even though I'm like, I think they're going to win. I watch Baltimore a lot this year because I like their TV announcers. And we'll have Ben McDonald on coming up at 7 o'clock. But I'm looking at the Baltimore team right now, and there's just nothing that jumps off the table that says the Royals can't win this thing. They should go out there a day like today with Cole Reagans on the mound, their ace pitcher, and they should absolutely go out there and beat these Baltimore Orioles. And this is what Baltimore is saying about our team.
Salvo Auto Parts with the same crew from 3 to 4 leading up the first pitch at 4:08 with the game right here on The Fan via ESPN Radio. Corbin Burns toes the rubber for the O's while KC counters with Cole Reagans. Our postseason coverage is presented by Molly's Place.
Cole Reagans is pitching according to Baltimore Radio. So the disrespect out of Baltimore for a guy who could have been a Cy Young Award winner is palpable this morning. They don't even know who's playing against him today. So go beat him in Baltimore today. Let's bring this thing to New York and start the ALDS, get some home games and get people fired up, right?
That's right. I'm already there. Mac Morey, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a playoff Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday too, baby.
Get laid Tuesday.
I love it, man.
Somebody on the 816, calm the hell down, Dusty. Someone needs laid.
Is that what people go to all the time? Like, it's crazy. It's because somebody has some passion doesn't mean they're looking for some.
I feel like I need laid less. Doing pretty well.
Good, man.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. night.
Okay, so we're going to Jefferson's to watch the game today. They have tacos on the menu. But can you get like wing tacos? Like take the meat of the wing off the bone, place that in a shell, a little cabbage, a little pico, a little guac, and call it like a wing taco?
If you if you're paying for labor.
Hey, you do it yourself. You order the wings, you order some tortilla shells, you strip the meat off the bone, slap it in the shell and eat it. That sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's right.
The Waco.
What'd you say?
The Waco.
The Waco.
The wing taco.
Oh, the wing taco. I like that. All right. All right. Yeah.
All right. You sounded confused.
No, I did. Like, I was just thinking Waco, like walking taco, like you combine the two or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Royals, 338. Josh Fournier, 230, I believe.
I thought today was 3.
3. 308. Yeah. Tomorrow's 330. Yeah. So Vern's at 2 o'clock today. Sorry, I got my notes wrong. Vern will join the show again today. Danon Hughes in about 5 minutes will join us. The Iowa Hawkeye, not Buckeye.
Hawkeyes, Buckeyes this weekend, baby. Big one.
That should be like, what, 35-3?
I would
score?
Imagine. I don't know that. I don't know that Iowa can score three. I'm not sure that they can get 3 points.
All right. Justine and Gladstone joins our show this morning. Go ahead, Justine.
Oh, man, Dusty, don't calm down. Don't calm down.
Okay,
I started my car up. I'm headed into work this morning. I'm going to get off early and so I can watch some Royals baseball. Good. And I was like, man, fired up. Everyone, and nobody's fired up. They should be because it is exciting. And we are going to Baltimore. We're going to win it, and it's going to be an amazing week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to keep rolling. And I was super excited to hear the energy this morning. So anyone that tells you to calm down, they need to fire up.
That's right, Justine.
Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy work today and getting out early.
Right.
I mean, that's the way to do it, right? Get up a little bit early, go in a couple hours early so you can get off a little bit early and go watch the baseball game this afternoon.
That's right. There you go.
Come over to Jefferson's in Lenexa.
I mean, I bet somebody's boss would be all right with it. Plus, like, you know, you got to have some sort of vacation day left. Or just go, like, you know, give yourself a bloody nose and get it all over your clothes, and then you have to go home.
Or just say you're tired and you want to leave. You need some time off.
That's actually a true story. Really? I used to punch myself in the nose.
No, you didn't.
I did it twice.
Wow.
Yeah. That's dead serious.
Where were you working at that point in time? Was that nights here when you were doing like...
No. No, it was when I produced for certain hosts. I had a job in high school as a sophomore. I was a bagger at Price Chopper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, some days I just wasn't feeling it. And I knew all I had to do was like nick my, like the bridge of my, you know, if you get like a bloody nose, you like barely like, you know, and I would do that. And then I would just all over the shirt and I'd come out back. Something happened.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God,
you need to
like,
go home.
Like, we can't have you here. There's food. And I'm like, all right, I'll get home safe.
Did they pay you for those hours?
No. I clocked out and left. Wasn't about it that time. I needed like $50 a week to pay my cell phone in a month. So like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But there was just like a Saturday. I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, you know what?
I want to go home.
It wasn't like I knocked myself out. It wasn't like liar in the bathroom, like kicking my own ass. But for sure.
Yeah, we all had those jobs at the grocery store. Right? I mean, like but you learn some of the great life lessons working at the grocery store.
Yeah, don't let power go to your head.
Yeah, there is that.
Customer service ladies, like, you used to sack groceries. I know that, Brittany.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a B to me because you are a customer service person.
Right.
Stand up straight. Oh,
okay.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I know there's cake back there.
The reason I bag my own groceries every time is because I worked at a grocery store. Ugh. And there was nothing more than I hated than Karen standing there watching you ring everything up, literally not lifting a finger. And then you have to bag everything. Meanwhile, the line is going down the aisle because Karen refuses. And then by the time you bag everything, she still doesn't have her checkbook out.
No.
And so that was back in the day when people would write checks. And you'd be waiting on Karen to write her check because it should have been pre-written before she got into the line. But, you know, it's her world and we're just living in it.
Yeah.
I used to put the bread on the bottom of stuff when people would do that.
I just remember asking people paper or plastic and they'd have those little sidekicks in their ear.
Oh, you, God, yes. The deuce tooth. Yeah.
You couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And you'd hear like a, I'd be like, okay.
All right.
It's plastic.
Right.
I wanted paper, and I would just open up the paper sack and put the plastic sack in. Oh yeah, I'm like, there you go. They'd be like, oh, okay. I'm like, sorry, man. You said yes when I asked you. Either way.
No. But that's being rude. You're on your damn phone. I'm trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah, they threw us millennials through a warp.
Yeah,
they gave us online classes. They gave us online teachers. Bluetooth in your ear.
Oh, God, yes. The Bluetooth in your ear guy. That's why I call it a douche tooth. You're walking, excuse me.
Yeah. Someone says, you don't have to punch yourself in the nose. Just tell your boss you got the bubble guts. They'll typically won't question you.
I got that.
You can only use that one so many times.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's a one-time, you know, a year, twice a year type of thing, right?
Hey, man, I can't come into work today. Why? Just, you don't want to know.
I got some bad apples here.
Chipotle. Speaking of good apples, Dayton Hughes will join our show now. We have his little open. Let's fire it up.
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dayton Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Our guy from Iowa, Kansas City Chiefs legend, Dayton Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, discovered the benefit of blue. Now we get the truth from Danan. How are you on this playoff Tuesday, buddy?
I am absolutely phenomenal. I am, obviously, you guys know I'm a big baseball guy. Oh, yeah. So this is right down my alley to be able to celebrate a playoff run by our Royals and to get all the blue on and celebrate and be participating in these three games. And hopefully they can squeeze it out. I do have a problem with the MLB because although I do understand the wild card, obviously one of the greats, you guys have heard me say it, one of the great days of sports fandom in my life was that wild card game against the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one game wild card and we won. When they went to three games, how the MLB decided not to give at least one game, a one home game to the other team, this baffles me. I mean, I understand they're playing three straight days, but to me, you make it all the way to the wild card / playoffs, postseason, whichever way you want to call it, and not be able to grant the fan base at least one game of that series at their home base just doesn't make sense to me. So I do have a gripe about that, but other than that, I'm amped up.
Well, but that's what it, like Major League Baseball, how were they supposed to do that, you know, with travel and all that kind of stuff? And in this day and age, Dana, where we condense everything into a nice little package, if you were to have a game in Baltimore today, then you'd have to have an off day tomorrow, then a game in Kansas City on whatever, then another off day, and then we're talking, you know, you're spilling into next week. They're trying to condense it. Which would you rather have as a player, the best of three on the road or a one-game playoff?
I actually like the one game,
okay.
But at the same time, I mean, to go against your argument, they do it in the NBA.
Yeah, like, they usually do 2-3-2 or something like that. You know, it's never like a 1-1-1-1 until like you get towards the end, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but they did have series. I want to say several years ago. I think they changed it when Shaq and the Lakers got ousted early because they wanted to make sure big market teams had more opportunities, but I just think that if you go, especially in the game of baseball, I mean, basketball, 82 games, baseball, 162 games, you get to a point where if you're a wild card team, that means you probably did some damage towards the end of the season. You made some magic happen. You probably got your best fan base out there because things were on the line. And then to not grant them at least one game. I get the condensed factor.
Yeah.
But I just think that every team that is not packing up their bags and packing up their lockers should experience on their home turf at least one game in the postseason.
No, I agree with you on that. Like, you know, it's just weird. And I think that's having an impact too on a lot of fans going, wait, we don't get a home game in all of this. Like what the hell? We got to win a series to get a home game when we won. Like if you're going to have 162 games, which is another topic for another day, and then you're going to have the playoff series, and then everybody who gets in the playoffs, you just ran this marathon, you got in, you know, you placed and all that kind of stuff, and then there's no medal at the end, basically. I mean, you got to go then win more games to get yourself a home playoff game.
And then to stagger them for 3 o'clock games. Like, I mean, like we wanted to do a neighborhood watch party, and people were like, man, I got to work and stuff like that. So, I mean,
right.
This is all, you know, this is like the Chargers fans talking about the refs. So I don't want to sound like that guy. I don't want to be that guy that wants to complain up and down. I'm proud of the Royals. I'm happy as a baseball fan. I'm looking forward to supporting them these hopefully 2 games, maybe 3.
All right, what are we doing at wide receiver there, Danon?
We are praying. We are praying at the wide receiver position, not because there's not depth, but because there's just not – we haven't seen the playmaking ability, consistent playmaking ability of Rashee Rice, and who is somebody waiting in the wings to be able to assume that role. I know there's been some chatter. Mitch was on the air with Carrington yesterday talking about Nico Remigio, and I've been that guy. I've been the guy that's been on practice squad waiting for an opportunity to you know, for somebody to tap their right arm and me come out of the bullpen. Like, I've been that guy, so I understand that you can – you know, you can go from rags to riches or from the basement to the penthouse based on your role. But I'm just saddened by the Rashee Rice deal. And I want to give him credit for putting his body, his livelihood, his career on the line for a play that you know, was an errant throw. And you give credit to Patrick for trying to chase down and be a part of the tackle. But Rashee Rice, the way he hustled back, dislodged the ball. I still disagree with that whole the referees and their stance on how the Chargers got the ball on that possession, because Creed Humphrey came out of that pile with the ball. We were going back and forth on the broadcast about it, and I still don't understand. I get, you know, Wanye Morris touched the ball, but there were 3 other people that touching the ball as well. So that's a whole different story as far as the rules and the application of the rules. But from a wide receiver standpoint, I'm just saddened because Rashee Rice had such a phenomenal year last year. He had, you know, once the legal things were put on the back burner until next year, I was just hoping that he'd be able to capitalize on being able to exhale and just play football and not worry about that through this 2024 season. It's unfortunate, but heck, if we can win a Super Bowl after the drops that we experienced, the revolving door of receivers that we experienced last year, I believe we can definitely overcome this. But it's a huge blow.
Yeah, it was a huge blow, and they lost Pacheco too. And you mentioned Kareem Hunt was back. He looked like he was doing all right. You know, you could also go get a former Chiefs player and bring him to the team too. I mean, I'm sure Tyreek Hill would come back. Wouldn't you think so? I'm serious.
Well, the way they played last night, I'm sure he's probably hoping that somebody would trade for him. But, you know, that's the game of that's the game of football. That's where it is. It's next man up mentality, like no other sport. And guys, and I spoke about this during the broadcast, guys, where, you know, we live in a mindset of high school and college and the assumption that the second guy on a depth chart is significantly worse than the first guy. And that's just not the case. Like, it's just about opportunity at the NFL level. And so these receivers, yeah, we may not know much about Nico Remigio. We may have only seen a sample size on the preseason. He had an opportunity to make some big plays, and then he, you know, dropped a couple of passes, and we just think, okay, he's just relegated to practice squad, and that's as good as he's going to be. When in reality, there have been some great players that have come from practice squads that have been undrafted free agents and, heck, are in the Hall of Fame just based on opportunity. So I'm not going to sit here and think that, oh, we are going to be significantly worse at the wide receiver position because we have to go down the depth chart a significant level. I mean, Sky Moore, he had an opportunity on Sunday, and he didn't make the best of it, but I think that he can be a guy. He has to just believe in himself, and that's where it's pretty much between the ears, because you don't get drafted in his position. You don't obviously be on a team and be a part of multiple Super Bowls without having the ability. It's just really between your ears, and once you get out of your own way, then you become the viable player that Brett Veach and the scouting department thought he was in drafting him in that position. So, to me, like, there are guys that are going to assume the role, whether Xavier Worthy or Juju, whomever, And it's going to be a magical season no matter what.
Do you think they need Danen to go out and make a move for a wide receiver? Or do you think they have enough in-house where they don't have to go and, you know, make a huge trade to satisfy all of us that want to see a move?
Well, what I heard yesterday in regards to the draft capital that we have as far as positions for next year and the year after might open the door for us to roll the dice on a trade. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I don't think there's any problem ever with having depth. And depth, maybe trading for a guy that has had some mileage in the NFL where there's some dependability. The only concern that I have is how intricate and how complex this offense is and how Patrick Mahomes, heck, we're seeing it with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, but how Patrick Mahomes and having that relationship as a wide receiver, like it stems from OTAs and when he flies guys down to Texas and going through training camp and going through the preseason for him to garner the trust, first and foremost, of a receiver, and then for those guys to be on the same page. Take some time. So, like, we haven't really seen a guy that comes into this offense as a wide receiver on short period of time and is asked to play 50 plays at wide receiver or 40 plays at wide receiver and be in good continuity with Patrick Mahomes. That just hasn't happened. So that's the concern that I have, is that if we use up any kind of draft capital to get somebody, like how quickly are those guys going to be able to get acclimated to the offense, to the verbiage, and how much are we going to have to dumb down the offense just to allow them to be comfortable with all the shifts and motions and audibles, et cetera. That's the concern for me. If we were in this situation and we're talking about trading for a wide receiver back in, you know, April, then I'll be like, oh, go for it. Let's use some of the draft capital and get more depth. Who knows? We could be one injury away from, you know, not having a viable wide receiver core. So let's do it. But that's not the case.
When you look at this team that they play against this Monday night, the New Orleans Saints doing pretty well this year in the NFC South. I already played the Atlanta Falcons this past week or 2 weeks ago. What do you see with this New Orleans Saints team matching up against the Kansas City Chiefs team?
Well, it's funny because we just talked about Rashee Rice and you know where we are as a wide receiving core in regards to being depleted, but they're a wounded team, a wounded mentally team, probably emotionally as well. Losing two games the way they did against the Eagles and then this past week. Like, they're a team that has struggled to figure out how to win those close games. And one of the big attributes for us as Chiefs fans and what we've become accustomed to, even though there's probably a lot of heart attack medicine that's being taken on Sundays, that we know how to win close games and other teams don't. Perfect example is the Chargers. I mean, Brendan Staley would probably still be the head coach in L.A. / San Diego had he learned how to not go for it so many times on fourth down and win close games, specifically against us. So the Saints are kind of in the same boat right now where they've found ways to lose close games, and that's got to be frustrating, and they got to wonder about the identity of their team coming into GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, especially on a Monday night. Now, Derek Carr has been here. Obviously, the Honey Badger has been here. Not many other players on that team have probably played at this, in this venue with the stakes as high as they are, where they can go sub 500 and playing against the defending Super Bowl champs. It should be a fun night, though. I think they're a good team, but good teams still got to learn how to win close games.
All right, so can they win this game on the heels of their defense, the Chiefs, because they're playing outstanding defense, not just this year, but for the last 25 games or so?
Absolutely. I think this we can look back at this team at the end of the season, just like we did last year, and say we had the best player in football, and we're talking about the opposite side of the ball. And that's really what it comes down to, is that we can be a team that even with the best tight end to ever play the game, the best quarterback to play the game, that we can be, our identity can be shutting down teams from a defensive standpoint. And even with that firepower on offense, that's going to be cool. I think that's kind of a cool addendum to the story of a three-peat run, is that yeah, we'll look back in 20 years and say Patrick Mahomes was the greatest quarterback ever. But guess what? Two of his three in a row Super Bowls were orchestrated or you know, the defense was the one that came through in the clutch. It wasn't that he played badly. It was just that the defense really, really played good. And I think that's a credit to Steve Spagnuolo. It's a credit to the complimentary aspect of this team. Like, you want to have a team that's good in all three phases, not just dominant in one and then hopeful in the others. And that's what we got now.
All right, Danen. Well, we appreciate the time. Enjoy this game today at 3:38 Central Time. And we'll go for hopefully another week of talking baseball and football at the same time on a Tuesday morning.
Yes, let's do it. Go Royals.
There you go, sir. Thank you for the time. Danen Hughes there, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. He kind of thinks we keep it in-house.
Yeah, kind of does.
That's the vibe I got.
You know, it's funny how, you know, as sports fans, we never want to keep it in-house. We always want to think the grass is greener, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere else. Oh, there's somebody better out there. And Look, I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is that answer, but, you know, I was kind of rooting for Tennessee to lose another game last night to make him more readily available. Tyreek Hill is very available. We'll get to his comments yeah. coming up and whether or not we want Tyreek Hill here in Kansas City, because I mean
why not?
People are asking like for DeAndre Hopkins, and you and I are like, the hell with it, man. It's a three-peat. Go for the gusto.
Peter Schrager said Cooper Kupp, and nobody freaked out. Say Tyreek Hill, and it's like the world's on fire.
I know, right? Like, why not Tyreek Hill at this point in time? You already brought Kareem Hunt.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Back, like,
that's right.
The lure and the draw of this three-peat is bigger than any of us can even put into words for this organization. Yeah. And it's not about Mahomes, it's not about Jones, it's not about Kelsey per se. If they go ahead and win the three-peat, it's all about the Kansas City Chiefs. Years later, nobody will talk about the players, right? We'll talk about the team that three-peated. Mm-hmm. You don't talk about much besides Jordan and Pippen off of those Bulls teams, but you know those Bulls teams three-peated twice, right? They have two three-peats. 10 years from now, if the Chiefs end up doing this three-peat, people are going to talk about the Chiefs three-peating, the Chiefs three-peating, the Chiefs three-peating. And you know what? That's great for the Hunt family, right? So at this point in time, what the hell? Call Miami and ask about Tyreek Hill.
Speaking of peating, we did lose a Pete yesterday. Pete Rose passed away. We'll talk about that. Plus the Mets and Braves game that was so randomly awkward yesterday. I'm Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty in the Morning on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well.
Hi, Mac.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. Ready for some Royals playoff
baseball.
Imagine
if your parents named you after a PC, you'd be called PC instead of Mac.
Do you know my full name?
Malachi.
Wow, that was good.
I did my research. Oh, Malachi. Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Didn't expect that.
Oh, yeah, well.
McCallachy Culkin.
What?
Just kind of hit me in the head there. It's like, ah.
I feel like that. Yeah. That's good. Malachi.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. All right. Yeah. What kind of name is that?
It's Irish.
Irish? Are you Irish?
Malachi. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I would hope so.
Well, I don't know if some people.
Norwegian, I mean, actually. Yeah. We just gave you an Irish name.
Yeah, I mean, screw it.
I don't know. Maybe just like the name. I don't know. You know, just go with it. You don't have to be Irish to have an Irish name, if you will.
He's like 90% Irish. No one's that Irish. Yeah. to quote Theo Vaughn.
So I just read this to you in break. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just viewing this totally wrong from everything. And there is that possibility. Again, I still haven't had somebody convince me otherwise. I look at the power rankings of baseball according to Yahoo this morning because I'm starving for baseball information and trying to get some of this stuff. Something you got to seek this stuff out about the NFL. They throw it at you, right? Baseball, you got to like do your homework. And they have the Royals ranked 12th out of 12 teams in their power rankings going into the playoffs. And I asked you, I go, what am I missing here? Why do people not think the Royals are a good team entering the playoffs from a national perspective? And I talked to baseball people yesterday. I've talked to people at ESPN. Like, we're going to talk to Ben McDonald coming up in 10 minutes, Orioles announcer. Maybe he can. Like, what am I missing? Like, if you have good starting pitching in baseball, you can win and go a very long way in the postseason because runs are at a premium right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but having Reagans, having Lugo, and having Waka at the top of your rotation, that's a hell of a threesome at the top of your rotation, isn't it? Like, what am I missing with this team right now?
Well, I would try to talk you down a little bit just to play the other side.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Yeah, but how many playoff games has Reagan been in?
None.
Right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen Lugo pitch as a starter in the playoffs?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Michael Watkins on the other side of 30.
Right.
And your offense has Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Right. I think that's the way they look at it.
All right.
Now, we're fortunate enough, like, we know who these guys are, so then when they go into Baltimore, and Baltimore's like, well, we saw them in, like, early April, but their bullpen's the reason why they lost the game, because that Will Smith guy, no, not the one that smacked Chris Rock, the other guy, completely different, that guy blew it for him a couple times.
Like, yes, okay. He did.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, but I bet you the real Orioles fans that are in there today going, boy, we got to get this one, because if we don't get this one, we ain't winning the series.
Because
you got to think, okay, well, the Lugo guy, remember him? Like, he was going to start the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this Reagans guy, why is he pitching first? Because he's technically better than that other guy.
Right.
Oh, so you're saying they're better than the national perspective? Yes.
Yes, they are.
I think the other problem is, you take the 12 teams or whatever that are in the playoffs and just start doing the elimination. And is there any that you'd take over? Is there any that the Royals, you immediately be like, oh, I take the Royals over that team?
I would say the Orioles.
Okay.
I would definitely say the Orioles.
Our postseason coverage is presented.
Oh, I got the wrong one there. Let me get that up here. Hang on.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
See, that's the Ragans. Baltimore. Cole Ragans is being countered today, you know, in Baltimore.
Ragans smash. Ragans smash.
Yes, you're like I hope Ragans goes out there now and smashes the Baltimore Orioles. But the other thing that I look at, too,
Ronald Ragans.
I understand, like, Baltimore's maybe playing better in the last week of the season than the Royals have been playing. No question. They took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. I think they went and swept Minnesota or whatever it was. Not that the Twins were any. But, you know, but the Orioles have not had a winning month since June. Their batting averages are way down. They don't play that well at home. Their starting pitching, other than Corbin Burnes, who was going today, I don't know, matches up with what the Royals have. And you bring up the bullpen, Dusty. You're right. That's how that first series ended, because I distinctly remember exactly where I was sitting listening to Will Smith blow 2 straight games. I'm like, oh my God, this guy stinks. Get him out of here. But that was April. Like, that's ancient history to right now.
Right.
And so I'm just having, and maybe it's biasness, or maybe it's because we watched this team all season long and we know how good the starting pitching is, but I'm going to have somebody seriously convince me that the Orioles are a much better team than the Royals right now, because I'm just not buying it.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
And that Cole Ragans, he'll go today. It's Ragans. Plus 136, Royals money line. Baltimore minus 162.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge advantage, you know, for the Baltimore Orioles. And it's not just that. It's like the overall, like, odds to win the World Series. The Royals, other than the Tigers and Mets, are 22-1. Odds to win the pennant. The Royals are 9-1. The Tigers are 10-1. And then you look at the wild card round, and these odds that came out last night have the Royals at plus 160, which is the biggest underdog, tied with the Detroit Tigers going into this series. And it opened at plus 155. Current odds suggest the Orioles have a 64.3% likelihood of winning the series. And I just keep saying, why? Why? And I can't get a good answer from anybody that I've asked. Again, I've asked people that work in baseball, people that work at ESPN, you know, just baseball fans in general. Like, why do you think Baltimore's the better team? And I can't get a concrete answer for anybody. So I don't know, man. I like the way that this shapes up for the Royals.
Someone from the 913 with an answer for you. You can text in 913-586-7965. He goes, it's not that hard, dot, dot, dot. They've proven they can't hit.
All caps.
But you know what? You don't need to hit in the postseason. Like
C-ball, hit ball, Pete Rose once said.
He did. Yeah, it's very simple in the postseason. Scratch out a couple of runs and ride the back of your starting pitching. And, you know, the Yankees have had bat after bat after bat after bat in that lineup, right? And then they get to the postseason and the bats wither. Look at what A-Rod does in the postseason or what he did in the postseason. Nothing. You win games in the postseason because of your pitching.
Yeah.
And I think right now the Royals have got a lockdown on that starting pitching. And I would use those guys for as long as you possibly can. There's no tomorrow if you lose. So you put Reagan's out there for as many innings as he can possibly go, try to scratch out one or two runs and win this thing. That's the way I look at it.
They don't have the worst odds to win the World Series, though.
Second worst.
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah,
yeah, Detroit is plus 2,800. The Royals are plus 2,500.
I got them at plus 3,100 before they clinched on Friday. So, good. I mean, nice. I like that.
Well, KC counters with Cole Reagan's.
That reminds me of the guy that's the and boom goes dynamite.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Wayne Summers had the free throw, and then boom goes dynamite.
And you're
dynamite.
Right. It was Wayne Summers.
Oh, there's more than just those two in there. There's more than those two. Yeah, Wayne Simeon.
Yeah, God, you feel bad for that guy.
Ooh. I mean,
you found out. He's selling advertising or insurance or something. Like, yeah. You could look him up. It's very
okay.
Spotty of where that guy is.
He's
not in TV.
He found that out quickly.
Yeah, gotcha.
wasn't for him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the way you got to do it, man.
Passes the ball to the man.
When I went to UCM, there we had our digital media network group, and you know there were people.
DMN.
You had DMP. Yeah, you had to do like different positions in news.
Yeah.
Every like week. So one week you were a camera person. Mm. One week you were the talent. One week you were the producer, the director, all that.
Right.
And you found out real quickly who did not want to be talent.
Really? Which is amazing because usually anybody who gets in wants to be on the air, wants to be a superstar.
And
right?
Some people think they want that. And then they have to have that grown up conversation with your professor who's like, so I think you're a really, really good technical director.
Uh-huh.
As an anchor, and they're like, oh. Okay, or there's a people like, I think I want to do this. And then it's like, and go. And it's like, and another okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
It's quick. It's,
a lot of them make the networks.
Oh, it's I mean, maybe. You never know.
Nowadays, right? Hey, sure, you got a pulse. Come on in.
There's one on right now.
Yeah.
Here till 10.
I do like
that. I wish these cameras were 360. Speaking of cameras, you can check out our YouTube page. RIP to Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Had the over-under at 84. I'm kidding. Oh, that's too soon.
Casinos ordered their flags half-staff across the country today.
I'm kidding.
I think they should lift the lifetime ban today in baseball. He's dead. The lifetime ban is technically over, right?
I mean,
are we gonna wear the 14 patch on the jerseys for the playoffs?
The
this
Royals
year?
For the 10 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Royals wear 14, but it's for the 10 year anniversary. Oh, that's cool. You did for Pete. Wait, Pete who?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah. No, died yesterday. A shocking death. I don't know if it's 83? Shocking. 83. I don't know.
Shocking was Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo was shocking.
That to me was shocking.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I don't know if it's shocking. Like you didn't hear anything about Pete Rose or Dikembe, you know, for that matter. Like, I didn't know either was
Dikembe kept it private. Which, I mean, I respect that. Like, if you're a famous person, like, what was the guy's name from Black Panther? When he passed away, I was like, what?
Chadwick Boseman.
I was like, that guy died? They're like, he had, like, terminal illness. He just didn't want anybody to know about it. I'm like, props to that.
He had colon cancer. Get your colon screened, man. I promise you, get your colonoscopies done. I'll be a big advocate of that to the day. I'm no longer on this earth, but you've got to get those colonoscopies done. It's easy to do. It's simple.
You can poo and sin now.
Yeah, well, you can,
I don't know how accurate they are, but you don't have to necessarily go in to do it.
But you know what? Go in and do it. It's the best sleep you'll have for 20 minutes. Get it taken care of. Make sure you don't have any polyps. Get them out of there if you do and live your life, man. There's too many people. I've known too many people in their 40s that have passed away from colon cancer that left families, man. It's not a good thing. So get that thing screened. But, you know, Pete Rose, it's going to be interesting to see if Major League Baseball, I know they released a statement yesterday, but if they are going to do anything, because they said lifetime ban. His lifetime is now over, and there's that old argument, should he be in the Hall of Fame? I personally don't think he should. I've known people that played for Pete Rose and heard stories about ways he would manipulate lineups and pitching and things like that, and people would always go, what's going on here? Then you find out the gambling thing took place. So I'm all for keeping him out of the Hall of Fame, but if you want to lift that lifetime ban, if you're Rob Manfred, by all means, go ahead and do it.
Normally Ben Maller on Thursdays. Today we have Ben McDonald on a Tuesday, the Orioles broadcaster. That's right. He'll join myself, Fesco, and Mac on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.